Now, Wisconsin's workers' compensation system. States control their own workers' comp systems, and legislatures decide whether to increase benefits and how much to pay injured workers. The system here in Wisconsin hasn't had an increase in benefits in 4 years. Are you receiving workers' comp? Is it enough to cover your needs? Are your medical costs covered? Conversation is right here, 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 for conversation. Patrick Marley is state politics reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. He reported on the inability of lawmakers to pass legislation on workers' comp in recent years. Patrick, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Thanks for having me here.
So workers' compensation, it covers your income, your medical care if you're injured or you get sick as a direct result of your job. Can you explain how the compensation rate is set in Wisconsin?
Yeah, there's an advisory council that consists of an equal number of management and labor representatives. They, since 1967, have gotten together every 2 years, and they agree on changes that they think should happen to the Wisconsin the workers' compensation system, which includes rate increases for those who are injured to account for inflation. And that system has worked pretty well with what they make recommendations. The legislature adopts them. The governor signs them into law. But over the last decade, we've seen some clashes over this. And there's been three of the last four bills haven't been signed into law. So there's a stagnation in rate increases, and the last bill that passed was in 2015, so that set rates up to 2017, so there hasn't been an increase in benefits for the partial permanent disabilities since then.
So for over 50 years, this advisory council has given its recommendation, and normally the legislature and the governor follow that advice. What has changed in recent years?
Well, one thing that's been going on is there's been a big fight that Republicans who control the legislature haven't been able to agree among themselves what to do. Wisconsin's workers' compensation system has a very high share of its costs go to the medical expenses relative to other states. And so the management side would really like to contain those costs. So they want to put in a fee schedule that would cap how much can be paid to medical providers when they're taking care of people who are injured on the job. And the hospitals and doctors don't want that kind of cap on their fees. They want to be able to bill as they see fit. And so that has led to disagreements among Republicans in the legislature over whether to go what essentially the hospitals and doctors want versus what WMC, the Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, has been pushing for to keep down its workers' compensation rates. With that internal disagreement, they haven't been able to get a bill to the governor's desk in many cases.
Patrick, is there any insight into why medical fees are so much higher here in Wisconsin versus other state systems?
Yeah, it is because most other states cap their fees. So, and that's common for other programs. So, like Medicare and Medicaid, they set a fee schedule if you need a certain procedure. Medicaid will say it will only pay a maximum of a certain amount. For workers' compensation, that doesn't happen. So if someone gets the exact same procedure done, one paid by Medicaid, one paid by workers' comp, the cost charge could be wildly different. Doctors and hospitals have long complained that the rates Medicaid sets are way too low, are actually below their costs, and so they don't make enough money on those. So they don't want to see a similar system put in place on workers' compensation. What the businesses say is they need some kind of control of their costs for workers' compensation, and they should have an expectation of what they might be billed when their workers are injured and taken to the hospital. And they note that in Wisconsin, our workers' compensation system, about 60% of the costs in our workers' compensation system is for medical expenses. That's 20 points higher than all of our neighbors, where they have more like 40% of their costs going to medical. And of course, most of the rest goes to cash benefits to those who are injured.
Yeah. What about those cash benefits? Can you describe the payout to injured employees?
Yeah, it depends on what the injury is, but typically it's $362 a week in Wisconsin. What the real difference is for how long of a period of time you get that. The more severe the injury, the longer period of time you will get that. The expenses or the payments in Wisconsin are lower than most other states. And like I said, we haven't had an increase in those rates since 2017.
Going back to the Workers' Comp Advisory Council, who sits on this council?
So, I'd say the most prominent representations from Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, the largest business lobby in the state, they've got a seat at the table. And then the Wisconsin AFL-CIO, large labor organization, has a seat at the table. And I think it's important to note that the advisory council has been able to reach agreements. Mm. This is, two groups that you don't think of as commonly finding the same ground. But they have been able to reach deals, at which they then present to the legislature. All, in recent years has all been controlled by one party. And that's where the problems have developed. Things have broken down before the legislature. It's not stalling with the advisory council.
Not stalling with the council itself. We're talking with Patrick Marley, state politics reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. He's explaining the challenges of our state's workers' comp system. What questions do you have about how workers' compensation rates are determined? How should the system be modified in light of COVID-related claims? Join in 800-642-1234. We'll continue this conversation ahead with Patrick Marley on the Ideas Network. Now, workplace injuries and the status of Wisconsin's workers' compensation system. Wisconsin has one of the lowest benefit rates in the country, but providing medical care to injured workers in our state is higher than in many other states. Are you on workers' comp? Does it cover your needs? Are your medical costs covered? Conversation is right here, 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Patrick Marley is state politics reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. He's been reporting on the workers' comp system. Patrick, benefits haven't increased since 2017, as you reported. Do workers' compensation wages usually keep up with inflation or healthcare costs?
Well, they should. I mean, the problem in the recent years is that they haven't had these rate increases. Before, when the legislature was going along with what the advisory council recommended, they would have inflationary increases. So every 2 years they'd pass a bill, and then that would set a schedule for the next couple of years to have rates go up of, $5 to $20 a week. For each new year. As for healthcare costs, I mean, if you're injured on the job, workers' compensation covers that. It's not your regular insurance you have. And so every penny of your injury should be covered by workers' compensation. So you go to the doctor, any therapy you need will be covered at the time of the accident or whatever the injury may be.
Yeah, and you talked with union and management representatives on the council at the table. Are they confident they'll reach a compromise on the medical expenses?
They seem pretty optimistic about their ability to do their work. As I said before, the council hasn't really broken down on things. They have been able to reach agreements, and they think they will be able to do so again. The bigger question is what the legislature will do when it comes to them. There were bills in 2013, so they should be passing bills every 2 years. In the 2013 session, they failed to do that. They did get one passed in 2015. That's why we have the current rates that we do. And they didn't do it in 2017, and they didn't do it in 2019. Now, at least in part, the 2019 bill didn't pass because the legislature shut down early because of the coronavirus pandemic. So I think there's some optimism from more than some optimism from the advisory council members that they can get a deal. But the management side is, again, pursuing these changes to the medical rates to put some caps on expenses. That's what's really caused the internal friction among Republican lawmakers. And so if the advisory council comes out with that, I think you will see that dispute emerge again. Perhaps lawmakers will get past it this time, but they haven't been able to in the past.
I know this wasn't part of your reporting, but I wonder, does workers' comp cover COVID? Because in Minnesota, first responders and frontline healthcare workers who contract COVID are going to be eligible for workers' comp for the rest of this year. That bill was signed into law this week. Do you know how COVID works with workers' comp here in Wisconsin?
I don't know the particulars of that, I'm afraid.
Okay. And then in terms of the governor signing a bill about PTSD and workers' comp, is that unusual at all that, workers who have PTSD and that has been diagnosed are eligible for workers' compensation?
Yeah, so the governor did just sign that the other day. And that's, a lot of times with workers' compensation disputes, the issue is, were you really injured on the job or mm-hmm. were you injured outside of the job? You know, if you work in a factory and you have back trouble, but you're also an avid gardener, well, did the back injury happen because of work? And things like PTSD are particularly difficult to determine where they started. This bill says that, the presumption is that it happened for work for people like police officers and emergency responders because of the high stress their jobs are under. Typically, a provision like that would be included in this overarching bill that is passed every 2 years through the advisory council. This one was a standalone in part because of these recent disagreements.
Patrick, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Patrick Marley is state politics reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Ahead this hour, we find out how craft breweries in our state are serving patrons. What tap rooms and breweries are your favorite? Are you frequenting them? Join in 800-642-1234. News update is next on the Ideas Network.